This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's giving me excitations. I'm backing up. Good vibrations. She's my excitations. I love technology. No, I don't really. All right, here we are. Bad vibrations from my computer system. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I'd like to subscribe to something that would nuke these all of these things that you do. I don't even know what I do. And it's done. Jay and James and I were spending some time trying to figure out what's wrong, what I hit, and how do I get back to the simple, you know, I have on my screen a bunch of stuff that I've never seen before, and I don't know what the templates are. Going back to, I want to open up my email. I can't even do that. All of this stuff across the top of the screen, it's gobbledygook.
Are they like pop-ups? Did you get a virus? Did you fall down a rabbit hole and open something you should not have opened?
No, I don't think so.
How would you know?
Well, I guess I don't know. No, I guess I do not know. I wonder if just shutting it off and starting it over again kind of will bring me there. Anyway, It is what it is. And so on we go with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And the story from Ukraine, apparently, well, this is what the Russians claim anyway. How do we know whether to believe this? I don't believe it, but the counteroffensive that's going on right now, you know, hearing about the drones dropping stuff, and we all kind of smile. And think, oh, isn't that great? The drones are dropping stuff on Moscow. But then the question comes on the Rio Grande battles. You know, that stuff is kind of a distraction from what's really going on. The Ukrainian troops are moving ahead, but not as quickly. And, you know, as usual, what we really find out here is that these troops have been trained and armed by the United States and some of the European allies as well. But most of the stuff, there are not supposed to be American soldiers on the ground, but there are. They call them advisors. But there's a vanguard of all of these that are being used. And apparently they're bogged down at the moment along the Russian border where there are lots of minefields. And so one wonders how long it's going to be. And I don't mean this to be a naysayer, but how long is it going to be, think about it, before some American gets caught in the crossfire? And then we're going to start wringing our hands and thinking, what are we doing? Why are we there? There's always a fight. And it goes back to the military-industrial complex. They're so rooted, so deeply ensconced in the leadership of pretty much every country in the world. Think about it. There's always a war, right? There are always people fighting. Yes, exactly. And we're here paying for it. The taxpayers are paying for these games, basically. Now, what kind of suckers are we? And we are. Back to what we were talking about, getting people to vote and vote some of these people out. We've been saying that forever. And maybe it's been the battle cry for over 100 years. Who knows? Maybe go back to the beginning of America as a country. Get the bums out. Right? Get rid of them. We're just spending all this time talking about getting people to vote. Are you going to vote for the same people you voted for before because there's nobody running against them for whatever the reason? I know in my community, we're setting up a task force. I happen to be very supportive of the current mayor. And I don't really, somebody may run against him, but he's doing a great job, and people will see that. And the last mayor did such a horrible job, it was easy to pick. So, but then the concern comes among some of the more seasoned politicians. Well, let's make sure we have a fundraiser so he's got plenty of money in his campaign account, so that when somebody who's a potential candidate who might run against him looks at the amount of money he has, they will be discouraged from running. Well, that's the system, and it allows it. Does that mean somebody else would be honestly discouraged because they didn't have all the money that it took? That's what it takes. Money. Mm-hmm. Money, money, money.
If you don't raise enough funds, sometimes you can't even get to the table. You can't even do some of the debates. It's
right.
Like you have to get, it's almost like a video game. You have to get to the next level and get to the next level. It's Mario. You have to go collect all those coins. And
yeah, right. So anyway, I look at all this stuff and I want to write a newsletter to everybody. I have a bully pulpit here. I guess there are people listening, and they're somewhat influenced by what we say. You know, you and I are influencers, Jay. You knew that, right? You're an influencer. You're going to influence how people think, what
influence
they do with their lives.
To think for yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Think for
themselves.
Yourself.
Don't tell people how to think.
Uh-huh.
Or what to, don't teach them what to think. Teach them how to think.
How to think.
Do your own research.
All right, here's the story of a young lady who got naked on the Bay Area freeway, shot it up, and now she faces 22 years in prison. She was shooting at random vehicles while running nude along the freeway. She pled not guilty to a number of felony charges. Her name is Sequoia Dunkesell, charged with 4 counts of brandishing a firearm, 3 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and 1 count each of shooting at an occupied vehicle, making criminal threats, negligent discharge of a firearm, possession of a loaded firearm, and reckless driving. She's not charged with being naked on a public street. Which, but is it okay? Is it legal? I guess maybe Sacramento, you can do that. I'm chuckling at it. This is a pretty dangerous situation. And so, you know, you look at it and you think, okay, well, at least nobody got killed. But here we go again with somebody who is obviously imbalanced, right? So the
thinking people would, if she was naked, people would slow down enough?
She's on Interstate 80, for God's sakes, right near the San Francisco-Oakland border. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She's stripped naked. She takes her clothes off and gets out of her car, standing in the middle of traffic. Mm-hmm. She's got a knife and a gun. And she starts yelling at the drivers as they're going by her. The woman is out of her mind. Why does she have a gun? You mean you couldn't tell this nude woman in the middle of the freeway was out of her mind before she went out of her mind and grabbed a gun and stood out in front of the...
Did she obtain it legally, or...
I don't know that. I can't figure that out from...
Did she take it from somebody else who did obtain it legally?
I don't know. But... Isn't that, huh? And it's funny, but it isn't, right? What would you do if you were driving along the highway and all of a sudden somebody pulled the car over to the side of the road and jumped out of the car and they were naked? What would you do? Would you slow down? Would you look? Would you wonder what's going on? Would you want to stop and help this person? It would be, let's say you're a man and a woman gets out of the car and she's naked. Are you going to slow down and help? Or look, whatever. And if you're a woman and a naked guy gets out of the car and starts running around, that seems to have a different blush to it, doesn't it?
Definitely is an example of double standards, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right, exactly. Ooh, I don't want to touch that guy. No, not at all. All right, let's see what else is on the police blotter here. The Wilmington Police Department charging a couple of people for connections to shootings the last few weeks. Officers responding to a shooting last Friday, and this is the, over this last month, there have been 4 or 5 of these, and the latest one, a 15-year-old is charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. possession of firearm by a minor, armed robbery, discharging a firearm into a moving car. Where's a 15-year-old get the gun? We could, you know what? I could spend the whole hour going through all of these police reports from various places around the country where this same thing is going on. It's everywhere. The police, you know, this is one of the things when you understand what the life of a policeman is all about. Who would want to go out and chase a naked woman with an AK-47 down the highway? You want to volunteer for that?
Who wants to chase anyone down the highway with an AK-47,
yeah,
regardless of how they're dressed?
Thank you. Yeah.
Or not dressed.
Or not dressed.
But I think that's the problem, too, with a lot of people getting these guns or the children getting these guns, where they are getting the likelihood of them getting it. The gun came from somewhere that probably started off as legal, and people do not store their guns properly. There are people who are able to carry them out in public, but then maybe there's a business that doesn't allow weapons, so they put them in the glove box. They don't lock the glove box properly. And I think glove boxes are probably kind of, they seem like they'd be easy to pick anyway. Yeah. Or people at home who don't have a truly secured lock box hidden away in an area that a child cannot get it. Instead, the gun is just in a pocket or up on a shelf. And children are crafty. They climb. Toddlers straight up teleport, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And these guns, if you have a gun, it needs to be stored properly.
Here's the story of a child who shot and killed another child with a rifle during a Nerf gun fight in Alaska. This small town of Mountain Village, Alaska, was the site of this. Notified the police up there that these two children were playing with toy guns when one of them picked up a real gun and shot the other one. So how in the name of God does a rifle get mixed in with a couple of toy guns? Right? Think about that. What's a rifle just sitting on the table with these other two Nerf guns?
Mm-hmm.
And so they pick up, they think it's, you know, okay, it's just another gun. It's a Nerf gun. It's a fake gun. So there were 600 people in this town, and the adult in the house was outside of the house at the time of the shooting. Good God. All right, take a deep breath, Duggar. It's 18 after on Good Day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. How do you do? Well, hopefully, Jay Kirshner and I are here to go through some of the social media items of interest, the trending stories. Here's one about Leah Remini, who has done this thing on Scientology, right? She's been on that for how many years now? Seems like forever. She did that. Didn't she do a documentary?
She did.
About Scientology. She was a member. She now claims that she was held against her will at a Scientology facility. She's suing Scientology. She's suing Tom Cruise and others who are members of the Scientology Church. And she, let's see here, she also mentioned Anderson Cooper, Conan O'Brien. So, what is going on with her? Conan O'Brien and Anderson Cooper were members of Scientology. Or did they take a shot at her because she took a shot at them?
You know,
Very confusing here, right? Isn't it? When you think about it, and why this has been going on for a long time. Why didn't you give it a rest? Why do you keep, unless there's something going on with her? There's something, maybe the Scientology effect, imbalanced her brain or something, which certainly it's capable of doing because they play mind games galore there. But I just see these things and the continuing focus on this, and it's been going on for a long time. It seems to me it's almost like her life's passion to go get the Scientology Church. And so
she's very against Scientology, and I think it's one of those things like most any religion or anything that you follow or get behind, it's not for everybody.
Mm-mm.
But some people have sort of become better versions of themselves because of Scientology.
Yeah, okay, but there are a lot of people who are in certain segments of our society and our communities that think that Scientology should be banned. I would never prescribe to Scientology, but I don't prescribe to any religion because I think it's limiting. I think Scientology will tell you that they are there to expand your mind. When I first was on KBC in Los Angeles in the 90s, the first week I was on the air, I was new. Scientologists called me right up. Will you interview us? You know, they just pounce on you because you're new. And I said, yeah, why not? Come on over and we'll talk about Scientology. So I started to learn a lot about Scientology. And some of it was pretty good, actually, at least what they purported to be the way Scientology will help your life, help your mind. But it was pretty invasive, pretty all-inclusive, and pretty much something that that doesn't appeal to me at all. Other than being better, making myself a better person, doing things better, but nah. Not, but it has gotten a bad rap. Does it deserve the bad rap? I didn't get far enough into it to make a judgment. I know that a lot of people who were there are not there now, but I also know that people like Tom Cruise, who've had an extraordinarily good life, who was the actress that died last year that was a Scientologist that was everywhere, Kirstie Alley. She was very active in the Scientology church, very active, and said it made her life better. So who's to know? I know one thing. Bradley Cooper is not happy about Tom Brady dating his ex. Let me help myself here. Irina Shayk, right?
Irina Shayk. Well, and that's one of those things that we've seen, that these news stories about sources, quote-unquote sources, say Cooper's not happy about this, Giselle's not happy about this, and then other sources are like, they don't care.
Right.
They do not care.
Well, supposedly the reason, again, back to some sources speculating, is that Cooper has said to some of his friends that he has feelings still for her. She's the mother of his child. Right, so you're going to have feelings. I always had feelings for my ex-wife. I was about to say something. I'm glad I didn't. I thought about it and said, okay, don't say that. Daddy territory. So he thinks that the child that the two of them have is like 2 years old, though, right? How old is this child between Bradley Cooper and this other...
Oh, I can't recall. I want to say, is the child three?
He's, well, not old, though, anyway. So why is he worried? The child doesn't know what's going on. Maybe he needs to give it. Maybe he's got to examine his own feelings. That would be my
advice. These sources need to mind their own business and stop trying to just get a little attention themselves.
Right. All right, 28 after here on Good Day.
When every single dollar matters, think technology. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Ink cartridges for your printer are so expensive that office supply stores lock them up. Those Cartridge World refills work just fine. And even the office superstores will give you store credit for recycling used toner cartridges. About the extended warranty when you make a major purchase, every tech expert I've talked to says it's usually useless, pure profit, and the salesperson might be getting a bonus if you go for it. And why spend for software when you can use free online Microsoft Office? Programs like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And there are lots of free apps and Google Docs, too. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's attorney is ripping the latest federal indictment. Outside the courthouse where he was arraigned yesterday, Alina Haba called the indictment election interference against a presidential candidate. She told reporters, quote, President Trump is under siege in a way that has never been seen before, end quote. Two United States Navy sailors are accused of spying for China. The Justice Department announced the arrests of two active duty members yesterday, a 22-year-old sailor based in San Diego, California, and a 26-year-old sailor based out of Naval Base Ventura, north of Los Angeles, were taken into custody Wednesday. They are accused of sending national defense information to Chinese officials in exchange for $15,000 cash. Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson said because of the sailors, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Drums, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Here's some good news from Palm Beach County. They've smashed their all-time record for sea turtle nests. They've counted 21,800 of them so far. I didn't realize there was a contest for this, but listen, there's a contest for almost anything. Turtle nests. During the nesting season, this is one nesting season on Juno Beach. They've been working at this for 3 months. Juno Beach is in the northern part of the county, about 9 miles long. 21,872 mostly loggerhead sea turtle nests. Last year, there were only 18,000. For those of you who are concerned about the environment, for those of you who are concerned about us losing various species, and we go all nuts about it, even though I'm a naysayer when it comes to that, because everything changes. I think last year I did a stat on the new species, mm-hmm. and there were like 172 new kinds of something or other. Right, Jay, remember that?
Yeah, there was a lot. And
new things
discovered. Well, and it feels like there's a lot of oceanic creatures being discovered. But you have to think, well, yeah, duh, it runs deep. There's so many aspects of the Earth, areas of the Earth, that have not yet been, not investigated, but...
You ever watch Nova on PBS? No. Nova has some very interesting overviews of the realities of our planet. Some of them are difficult to absorb, some are difficult to actually understand, and some of them are pretty interesting to wrap yourself around. All of the nesting for turtles, as an example, or whatever else, the whales and what they live. And then you see some of the underwater. Sometimes these cameras can go down with some lights attached to see what's going on, the life of a day under the sea or the bottom of the sea. You see all these little things, excuse me, these creatures crawling around on the ocean floor. It's, you don't know what they are, but obviously they're alive because they're moving around. There's a bumper crop of a lot of stuff down there.
So vast.
Yeah. So don't believe for a minute that the planet is on self-destruct, because it's not. And I wish there was some magic wand that I could wave over the tapestry of our country and maybe even the world, and get folks to be critical thinkers instead of just absorbing whatever the first gluck is that comes out of the mouth of somebody that you think, because they have a position on a newspaper or a radio program or television program, that they have authority. They don't have any more authority than you do. They just take it or make something of it. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? You had
well,
you
no, but
a
also
breath.
Two things can be true at once, in the sense of the climate change and everything. It's just it's also kind of one of those, the natural process. It's what's happened before. It's what will happen again. It's what
same
will be happening.
Species.
But us as humans don't need to add to it.
No. Nope.
Still pick up your trash.
Thank you. I just finished some peach yogurt, and every time I throw one of those plastic containers into the rubbish, I feel guilty because there's so much trash we create out of the way products are packaged. Think about that. Just think, I mean, I don't know what the alternative is. Buy a big thing of regular yogurt and mix peaches in it, I guess. But they still have waste, and I don't know how else. How do you get there? Glass jars? Peaches come in glass jars. You can reuse those, I suppose. But it's very complex when you get down to it. It really is very complex. Okay, here's a new legal setback for Johnson & Johnson. Not S.N. Johnson, a family company, but this is Johnson & Johnson that made the number 3 vial of COVID vaccine. They weren't on the top. They were number 3. So there's a new legal problem for Johnson & Johnson when it comes to an old problem that they've had. And that's the talc problem. Right? Do you ever use any of this stuff, the talcum-based baby powder that had asbestos, caused cancer? Of course, Johnson & Johnson denies the claims, but they offered to settle. I always love this. We deny all claims, but here's $9 billion to settle the claims.
Yeah.
Right? So the judge has ruled that this company that was formed to manage this problem and to take care of the money and stuff, the judge says that they've done what is called a Texas two-step. So, and this is basically what I'm talking about. They went to Chapter 11 to protect themselves, but they set aside $9 billion before they did to settle the charges against them by the hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of people who have used this baby powder, and they got cancer. Huh? Why are these people still even in business? Never mind, you know, they can be sued and they declare bankruptcy and all that other stuff. Why should they be allowed to put that stuff on the store shelves anymore? And so what they're doing is, there's a lot of smart lawyers around, so they've taken advantage of some of the state laws that allow for the transfer of liabilities through a divisive merger, which separates the company's operations into various business entities so that only one will be guilty. And they declare bankruptcy for that one, so they don't have to pay out the money. What a bunch of creeps. What a scam. Right? So they're trying, they put the $9 billion aside, but they want to cap costs on any one particular plaintiff. Am I being too complicated here?
It's one of those. I just keep thinking of those commercials that come on for lawyers, and it's
all right.
If you're dealing with this because right. of talc, and
right.
call us.
Yeah, right. Yes, 1-800 get 'em. Right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's this guy. There's another story about another trucker who won some money from the lottery. You know, what happens on the road, we still have a winner, right? There's still $1 billion.
No, Mega Millions, the big jackpot.
Excuse me. Okay, so as more and more people buy these, you know who the most frequent buyers are? Of lottery tickets, think about this. It makes a lot of sense. Truck drivers. Over-the-road truck drivers, when they stop at the truck stop, they invariably, many of them, they'll tell stories. They'll, most every time they stop, and they stop at a truck stop every day to fuel up and take a shower and, you know, whatever. So they buy a lottery ticket. And that's why you see more stories of late. The last 4 or 5 months have been 3 or 4 stories about truckers who won $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I won five, and because they buy their tickets when they stop at the truck stops.
I don't understand what the odds are with it, but yeah, whenever I go on a road trip, or I know people who go on a road trip, it's always like, okay, while you're on the road, or even just when we would drive Nashville to Cleveland, Cleveland to Nashville, it's like, okay, we need to stop somewhere and get a lottery ticket. It's like, just don't.
Yeah.
The mentality of don't always
go to
your usual stopping grounds.
When I'm in a different state.
Stop and get one.
Yeah, stop and get a couple. I don't know whether it's. I used to use the kids' birthdays, and then I just, I'll just take a quick pick. But I think that's the easy way out. I think from what I've seen, if you play the same number over and over and over and over, over again, you're bound to get to win sometime. So some theorists think, anyway.
Or at least win a couple of dollars.
Yeah, right.
I like to mix it up. I like to, I have some numbers I have picked, and then some of the quick picks.
Nah. Okay, question. I always like to ask questions. Is this a rhetorical question? This is for social media. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. On X, Good Day On Air. Does anybody care about COVID vaccine cards anymore? Does anybody still carry a COVID vaccine card? And if you do, when was the last time you showed a COVID vaccine card? This will become part of the legacy of this part of the 20th century. And people will trade them, I'm betting. 50 years from now, we'll be trading these cards. I'll give you $10 for that one. Right? You have your COVID vaccine card still?
It exists.
Yeah.
I don't know where mine is. I can't tell you where it is.
I don't either. I think it's in my briefcase. I think I put it there with, it was when I was traveling. I put it next to my passport.
But did you ever have to actually show it? I've never once had to show mine. When we did, quote unquote, we were supposed to show it whenever you went anywhere. I had never shown mine.
I'm just trying to think of when I did show mine. I had to show it in California. I didn't have to show it here in Massachusetts, but I remember having to show it in California for some reason. I don't remember why. But there's another one. What we're learning now, I urge you to go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/good day. I think, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and then there's the Good Day Radio Show. You can go to Facebook there. Jay posted this 22-minute segment of last week's overview in the European Union in their headquarters. They had sort of a rehash of what we learned about COVID, what we know about COVID, and more importantly than anything else, how we got schnookered by the Chinese, by the news media. It was almost like they were working in concert with each other. You know what I mean? And then our government and our governments, the Europeans, have been much more critical of this because apparently somebody over there thinks more than many of the people over here thought. We were like sheep. The Europeans resisted, at least the English and the French especially are notorious, but the Scandinavians, even though they got their shots, the people started saying, well, what do we do? What's this all about? Why are we shutting everything down? We don't shut it down for any other flu. So what is there about COVID? They got everybody worked up. And I say, that it was just another part of the whole plan by the Chinese Communist government to kind of disrupt what was going on in the world, just to see if they could, or what would happen under the circumstances if they kind of dislodged us from our regular routine. How easily controllable are we? And we found out that we're pretty controllable and pretty gullible and pretty easily fooled. So you can check that out, European Union stuff, on those various Facebook pages. All right, here we are, 47 after, 48 after, actually, on Good Day. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sherwin Williams during the Shades of Summer sale, July 28th through August 7th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Your story to life with audiobooks.
Great stories deserve great storytelling.
Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Welcome into Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you a program of information, intellect, conversation. Ken is certainly one of the great conversationalists and therapists when it comes to actually in, because, you know, doctor's a therapist. He's a physical therapist in that he's working for you to help you with your blood pressure, help you with hypertension, help you with things that are cardiological, things that are circulatorial. I like that word, circulatorial. I got that. I'm going to hold on to that one. At any rate, you can reach out to Ken and connect 352-735-1400. We were talking in the body of Good Day Health about telemedicine. That doesn't replace you actually going to the doctor, but it certainly can help you go down the right path. So if you have a question and you can't get to Ken personally, set up an appointment with his office, 352-735-1400. And not to confuse you with numbers, but one of the other things you can do to reach out to Ken is to dial up 855-999-3684 and ask a question for Dr. Ken. Ask a question. We'll put you on the air if it's a good question. 855-999-3684. Okay, speaking of questions, what's the best treatment for acne?
Boy, who hasn't gone through teenage years without having some acne, right?
Yep, I had a lot of it. Oily skin. I used to take tetracycline. And people used to, as I got older, said, oh, that's bad for your heart. Well, obviously it hasn't killed me. As a matter of fact, my heart's pretty good, but I remember having acne and not liking it. Woof.
Right. This comes out of the Annals of Family Medicine in July, August edition. It's a review, Doug, of more than 200 studies. And to the top of the heap, what is the best treatment seems to be Accutane. This comes on top in the comparison of all the different acne treatments. Accutane, it's a high-dose vitamin A that targets the main causes of acne by shrinking oil-producing sebaceous glands, killing bacteria that can cause breakouts, and preventing clogged pores and cooling inflammation. However, while it's highly effective, it does have its fair share of side effects, Doug, namely the risk for severe birth defects, concern about liver problems and depression.
Ooh. Ooh.
So this needs to be assessed with the help of a physician. And then the plan B is what you and I are more familiar with what we as little boys and girls had more exposure to, and this was combining antibiotics, as you were talking about, either oral or topical, with retinoids and benzoyl peroxide. Who doesn't remember putting some of that alcohol on a little cotton and then onto our faces? This is probably the second best option for most patients.
Why do we have oily skin when we're younger and it goes away when we get older?
Hormonal changes.
All right, that makes sense. All right, so that's that question. Can a few minutes of intense daily activity cut our risk? We talked about in the main body of Good Day Health how it is good for your blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. What about cancer?
Absolutely. And again, another example how exercise is treatment. My favorite drug, but exercise definitely is therapy. This comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the oncology edition just this week. We learned that just 4 to 5 minutes of vigorous physical activity, it can reduce cancer risk significantly among people who have been generally inactive. And if you've been inactive and you want to get suddenly vigorous, talk to your doctor. Make sure it's a safe thing. Make sure they don't need to check the heart out before you get vigorous for the first time in a long time.
Right. All right. What's the test for children when it comes to sinusitis? A question, you know, stick a nasal swab into a child. This happened a lot during COVID, as I remember. There are different ways of cutting antibiotic use, and we only have a minute, so maybe this is a quick answer.
How do you know if your child has sinusitis? Yeah. I guess you're wondering. And this can cause an inflammation of the child's face, make it swell, tender, swelling around the eyes. And this usually is diagnosed by signs and symptoms by the pediatrician, and then it's treated with a number of things, and we don't have enough time to go into all that.
Well, but it's something that can be checked. I think there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming out about COVID.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.